This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata.
The whipworm is a parasite that infects 500 million people around the world. It lives in the gut, burying its head in the large intestine, causing symptoms like nausea, abdominal pain, and diarrhea. But the worm's place of residence also reveals a potential weakness. The parasite needs to steal some of our own gut bacteria to thrive.
It takes them from the host and then bends it seems, to generate a population which suits itself.
Richard Grensis is an immunoparasitologist at the University of Manchester in the UK.
So if they have bacteria, then they survive. If they don't have bacteria, they didn't survive.
Grensis and his team studied that phenomenon in mice, because yes, there's a type of whipworm adapted to them too. And they found that when whipworms hatch, they acquire a fresh microbiome derived from the host's own microbiome, but with different proportions of species. Without that host contribution, the worms die. But the worms also induce changes in the host's microbiome, tweaking it so the gut is no longer hospitable to hatching.
Now you'd have to ask, well, that seems a little bit paradoxical, because maybe the parasite wants to have more of it establishing rather than less.
But here's the catch. Go on a hatching spree and the host's immune system's going to take notice and kick all the worms out.
If the eggs don't hatch as effectively because the parasites altered the gut, you don't get as many new worms coming in, so you delay the process of host immunity being acquired and then expelling the parasites. So it's a strategy that might have evolved to help perpetuate the life of the parasite so it could stay there a bit longer.
You can find the results in the journal Science Advances. Grensis says the findings might someday lead to a way to selectively target the worms, so that whipworms no longer mooch off us or our microbes.
Thanks for listening. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.